City Engineering Director Rory Watt on Tuesday presented four possible sites to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee. The two most appealing sites for both homeowners concerned about noise and ATV and motocross enthusiasts were out the road. The two sites are next to each other near Echo Cove. One site is city-owned at Mile 35. The other one is a quarry owned by Gold Belt Incorporated and is already popular with enthusiasts who trespass. Developing the city-owned site comes with a hefty price tag estimated at $3 to $12 million. Watt says that would be an extraordinary expense.
I don't think in the ordinary city budgeting process, $3 to $12 million is at all likely. The funds are just not available easily for that scale of a project.
Watt says the park at Mile 35 would also likely facilitate and exacerbate trespassing issues at Gold Belt's quarry nearby. And Gold Belt is already suffering from public safety and property issues spilling over from the city's Echo Cove boat launch. Watt says it's unclear if the Native Corporation is amenable to making a deal for public access to its land. If it were, the city estimates the cost of developing the site into an off-road vehicle park at less than $250,000. After Watt's presentation, the advisory committee heard public testimony on the park proposals. There were two camps. North Douglas residents in opposition to an off-road vehicle park, specifically at the city's Fish Creek Quarry, and riding enthusiasts in support of any site. Here's Mendenhall Valley resident and writer Red Langle.
I think you guys need to keep in mind that we might seem like a small voice because everybody is very vocal about their trail walking and their snowshoeing and their berry picking. They have the opportunity to do that anywhere in Juneau. We don't have the opportunity to do our stuff really legally anywhere.
16 people testified in total. 7 were riding enthusiasts, 9 voiced North Douglas noise concerns. The advisory committee will take up the issue and hear public comment again at its December 3rd meeting. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.